You're listening to SBS News.
All those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud.
That's Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explaining why his state, along with Texas and Arizona, has been sending thousands of migrants to Democratic strongholds without advance warning. However, the latest surprise moves, which included two flights to Martha's Vineyard last week, paid for by Florida, reached a new level of political theatre that critics derided as inhumane. Far from going berserk, the residents of the small Massachusetts island provided the migrants with meals, shelter, healthcare, and information about where to find work. An immigration attorney says some of the visibly injured migrants were denied medical treatment in Texas and Florida and were instead flown to Martha's Vineyard. The transportation to Democrat-run states raises questions about the migrants' legal status, how they were lured on board the buses and planes, and the cost to taxpayers. Ivan Espinoza Madrigal, the executive director of the non-profit organization Lawyers for Civil Rights, says some migrants had been required to meet with federal immigration officials in Texas, Florida, and elsewhere.
Some of the immigrants who were shipped to Martha's Vineyard have immigration court hearings and appointments and check-ins scheduled as early as Monday in places like Miami, like San Antonio, Texas, places that are thousands of miles away, where they were moved from, really in an effort to defeat their immigration claims, to make it harder for them to go through the immigration process.
He says the southern states are trying to implement their own immigration policies and procedures, which he claims is unconstitutional because the federal government has exclusive authority over immigration. And he says the rationale of the Republican politicians for sending the migrants north is specious.
The basis for their transportation to Martha's Vineyard was that they were going to arrive at a place where jobs and housing was readily available. Nothing could be further from the truth. No arrangements had been prepared for them. The immigrants arrived and they were left to their own devices. They were really tossed on the street. And it is incredible that the Martha's Vineyard community has come together to support them, provide them with shelter, provide them with food, provide them with support.
Mr. Espinoza Madrigal says the migrants had no idea of where they were going or where they were, and said Governor DeSantis' method of providing little or no information was part of the plan. Governor DeSantis claims otherwise.
I mean, these are voluntary transportation that they're signing up for, but they're given a good ride, they're given everything, and that's just, you know, it's a humane thing to do. What's not humane is what Biden is doing. He's given a false promise, the border's open, luring people to come here for political purposes, and then basically cutting these people loose and leaving them high and dry.
U.S. authorities are grappling with unusually large numbers of migrants crossing the border from Mexico amid rapidly changing demographics. The White House says people from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua accounted for more than 1 in 3 migrants stopped at the border in August. Authorities stopped migrants more than 2 million times from October through to August. The federal government says it's doing its job and says the Republican governors are not looking for solutions. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
What Republicans want to do, and we've been very clear, you've heard me talk about this all last week, is they are moving forward with political stunt that is being done by Governor DeSantis. Let's remember, these folks are fleeing communism. When you think about Venezuela, what's going on in Venezuela, when you think about what's going on in Nicaragua, when you think about what's going on in Cuba, they are fleeing political persecution only to be used as a political pawn by the Florida governor.
And she says telling the media what was happening and not local authorities in the areas where the migrants were being sent reveals the real reasons for the action.
Alerting Fox News and not city or state officials about a plan to abandon children fleeing communism on the side of the street is not burden sharing. That is not the definition that we see of burden sharing. It is a cruel, premeditated political stunt.
In another twist of the story, a Texas sheriff this week opened an investigation into the migrants sent to Martha's Vineyard by Governor DeSantis. Sheriff Javier Salazar says 48 migrants who had crossed the border from Mexico into Texas were persuaded with false promises to be taken to Florida, from where they were sent on to Martha's Vineyard.
Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered for a better life, to just be exploited and hoodwinked into making this trip to Florida and then onward to Martha's Vineyard for what I believe to be nothing more than political posturing.
He says he believes there is a criminal case to answer. Some Democrats have urged the Justice Department to investigate the flights. A federal investigation might be complicated, however. It's not clear whether anyone boarded buses or planes unwillingly or that their civil rights were violated. The rights of asylum seekers arriving in the US are also more limited because they're not citizens. The Constitution, though, does protect them from discrimination based on race or national origin and from improper treatment by the government. Alan Lee, SBS News.